This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Welcome back to the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia. It is fantasy playoff season. It's all on the line, and we're going to talk to the best and brightest out there to get you set up for a championship, including our buddy who joins us for his regular Thursday afternoon visit in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. It's Andy Behrens from Yahoo Fantasy Sports. Andy, let's start with Week 15 tonight. It's the Raiders hosting the Chargers, and there's a player for Vegas who I think should be banished fantasy shame for what he did to players last week. Josh Jacobs. We don't need Josh Jacobs anymore. Let's just let's forget his name ever existed after what he pulled last week.
It was a brutal. I don't know. Like, how much time did that actually encompass? Was it 30 minutes or so that we spent figuring out if Josh Jacobs was actually trolling us or not? It seemed real, right? Like he's been dinged, and he was apparently joking in an Instagram post saying that he was not going to play. Obviously he did play, and he was fine. He wasn't great. He was fine. I'm going to be interested to see what the NFL itself actually does in reaction to this, because you can't have players doing this. And I don't mean that as some, like, you know, super self-interested fantasy manager. I mean that from like a betting perspective, from a legitimacy of the sport perspective. I mean, like, what if it had been a player who's active or inactive status would have actually influenced, like, money flowing into the game, right? And sure. Point spreads. What if Lamar Jackson does something like this? What if Aaron Rodgers does something like this? Like, that's like a touchdown difference in the point total.
And to add on to what you're saying, Andy, I mean, like, I think the NFL has to realize that they're not as popular as they are without fantasy football and the wagering element that comes with NFL games.
Yeah. Oh, no question about it. I think that's been clear, obviously, for a long time. Fantasy has only enhanced people's interest in it, which was already cultivated by gambling interest. So it's a crummy thing for a player to do. I will say, I understand when real life players have just simply heard enough from the fantasy community, because I see it sometimes. I see the way a certain sort of fantasy manager will react to a player who is injured or underperforms in a difficult matchup and whatnot. So I get it if they get a little bit resentful of fantasy managers who don't seem to care so much about the health of the player as they do about the player's stats, right? Like, I fully understand it. You just can't have players putting out misinformation about themselves.
Andy Behrens from Yahoo Fantasy. As, yes, Week 15 begins tonight with the Raiders and Chargers. Are we concerned here about the rookie quarterback for the Chargers, Justin Herbert, at this point? Your thoughts on the Charger offense overall, and any concern about Keenan Allen tonight?
Yeah, I'm not concerned about Herbert long term, but I'm a bit concerned about him tonight, because as we speak, Mike Williams, who got injured last week, is not expected to play. So maybe they can. You know, you can replace a deep threat. You can replace a big play threat. They've got Tyron Johnson. He's good. But Keenan Allen is also banged up. And Keenan Allen being dinged and is apparently a true game time call. He's got a hamstring issue, and there's some talk that even if he does play, he's going to be limited. That's a huge problem, because Keenan Allen is among the most heavily targeted receivers in the league. He's one of the best receivers in the league. You can pencil him in for 12 targets a game. He is a very difficult cover, and if he's not out there, it is a huge problem. I mean, it helps Hunter Henry a little bit fantasy-wise. It helps Austin Eckler a little bit fantasy-wise, but it is really, really bad news for the Chargers offense.
We've got action on Saturday as well, Andy, and our Bills are traveling to Mile High to take on Denver. You know, have you seen anything? I mean, for so long, the Bills have been just kind of fantasy irrelevant, but now with the play of Josh Allen, with the play of Stephon Diggs, I mean, Cole Beasley, these guys are all every week plays now, right? You're not erring on the side of caution when it comes to whether or not you're going to play or start a guy like Cole Beasley moving forward, are you?
No, it's been one of the most remarkable transformations of the season, really. And most of this is obviously Josh Allen reaching another level. In fact, he may have skipped to the next level and gone ahead to the one after that, right? Like he's just been awesome. His touchdown pass to Gabriel Davis last week, where he gave that little shoulder shimmy to move around defenders, right? And then it just opened up the opportunity for Davis. I mean, he's playing well beyond where he was a season ago, two seasons ago. It's been really impressive. And then attached to that is that the play of Stephon Diggs. I mean, coming into this season, we all knew that Stephon Diggs was a great receiver. I will raise my hand and say I was guilty of not thinking it was a great landing spot for him, because not only did we have, you know, we have a season without an off season, right? We didn't really have a lot of interaction between free agent additions and their new teams this year. We also had a guy come into a quarterback that I had questions about, and all Stephon Diggs is doing is leading the league in reception. I'm looking at his game log right now. He literally only has one game this season with less than 6 catches. It's just been phenomenal. He's an incredible player. We knew that. But for him to have a career year in this season of all seasons is just truly remarkable and a testament to what a good player he is. And then you mentioned Beasley. I don't want to leave him out. He's going to have a 1,000-yard season. Like Cole Beasley, who had been almost a punchline at some points. Like he was the guy who would explode in Dallas. He would explode for one huge game once a year. And then fantasy managers would overreact, and they would drop him the following week, right? Like, he was good for one game a year, and now he's going to be a 1,000-yard receiver. It's just a remarkable year for Buffalo.
Andy Behrens from Yahoo Fantasy, our guest here in the Sports Bar, as we congratulate everybody that played Cam Akers last week against the Patriots. Is he the running back here that can carry you to a fantasy championship, or am I kind of getting too optimistic here that Sean McVay might mix this up and do something different this week?
No, I think you've seen a full commitment to Cam Akers at a time when basically everybody's healthy and available, and they're just feeding Akers. I will say, and this, I don't mean this as being disrespectful to Akers in any way. Like, I think he's a fine player. I think a lot of the sort of triumph of that running game last week was just an amazing performance by the offensive line and by everyone blocking for him, because he had, I don't know how many carries he had when he was untouched, like for like 5, 6, 7 yards, right? Like, he's had carries this year where nobody lays a hand on him. And this isn't because he's like miraculously escaping people in the backfield. He's like the hole opens. It's a mile wide and nobody's touching him for 10 yards downfield. So I will say, like, I still like Daryl Henderson, and I'm 100% convinced that Daryl Henderson could have got every yard that Cam Akers got last week. But that's not really important. The important thing here is that Cam Akers is getting those touches. He just had like 31 touches, and he's got the Jets coming up. So he's just in a great spot. He's certainly not gonna hemorrhage touches at this point. He's been super successful. They just have two really good backs on their hands, and Akers is clearly the lead guy now.
Andy Behrens, Yahoo Fantasy Sport, our guest here in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Andy, I'm still intoxicated from the Monday night game that we got to enjoy between the Browns and the Ravens. You see this offensive explosion, points everywhere, but all on the ground. And I'm curious about this matchup between the Ravens and Jacksonville. It's tasty, but are you trusting any Baltimore Ravens short of Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, the first thing I got to say is my heart almost goes out to anybody who lost because the Ravens got an undeserved but technically accurate safety to end that game, right?
Oh,
like
terrible.
The Ravens defense, which had just been gashed, absolutely gashed all night. Terrible performance. Gave up 42 points and a zillion yards, and they get that bogus safety to end the game. I just feel awful about it. That said, obviously you're trusting Lamar Jackson. It's you know, we have Marquise Brown on the COVID list now. Obviously, hope if he actually has it that he recovers quickly. It kind of streamlines the receiving core just a little bit. It makes me feel that much better about Mark Andrews, who looked really good last week in his return. So I feel like you can, I mean, especially in a year where the tight end position has just been an absolute hellscape, right? Like, it's been awful all year. I feel like you can trust Mark Andrews here relative to the other, you know, jokers at his position, right? Like, I feel okay about that. And then I feel pretty good about both Dobbins and Gus Edwards against Jacksonville. It's very easy to see how this game could become something that is just, you know, like, I worry a little bit that this is actually one of those games like we were getting from Baltimore early in the year, where the score gets so out of hand so quickly that Lamar doesn't have to do very much in the second half. So whatever you get out of Lamar, I think you want to get it in the first half, and then I would expect it to be the Dobbins and Edwards show in the second half. And this is a team that averages over 160 rushing yards per week, so I'm fairly confident those two are going to be very good.
Well, in that spirit, because you said something interesting there, I got clipped last week because the Seahawks built a nice comfortable lead against the Jets, and Tyler Lockett's not getting anything thrown his direction in the second half because the game is over. And if you are a Rams receiver, I'm wondering what matchups like that this week should you kind of consider that the game might get out of hand early?
Well, I mean, you mentioned the biggest one, and it's the Rams game. The Rams game is a serious worry because we've got, like, Robert Woods a little bit dinged up. There's a flip side to that, which is in order to get up big, you've got to – I mean, Russell Wilson still threw 4 touchdown passes last week. It was relatively quiet for Tyler Lockett. But, I mean, Russell could have had a historic day if the opponent could have only sustained, you know, anything. But it was the Jets, right? And so Los Angeles is now the team that gets to face the Jets. I mean, I think the Jets in 2 of their last 3 games have only scored 3 points. So basically, if you can get to 24 against them, the game is over. So we do have to worry about that a little bit. Like, this is not a week when Cooper Kupp is going to get 15 targets. It is not a week when Robert Woods is going to get 10 or 12 targets. So you just have to hope that they do everything they possibly can on the targets that they do see in the first half. But that game is my biggest worry.
Andy, what are your thoughts on Tyler Lockett? You brought him up. Gene brought him up. He's exceeded his projection in 1 of the last 7 weeks, yet you know that when he goes off, he can win you the week single-handedly. Tyler Lockett this weekend going up against Washington and the football team. What are your thoughts on Tyler Lockett this week for your fantasy playoffs?
Yeah, it is funny for a player with his year-to-date stats. We get a ton of questions about Tyler Lockett, and I get it. Like, he's got 8 touchdowns on the year, which sounds great, except for 6 of them are in 2 games. So his blow-up games, you just absolutely win, no question about it, right? Like, he has 1 game with 9 catches for 100 yards and 3 scores. He has another game with 15 catches for 200 yards and 3 scores. Like, those are ridiculous weeks. He's been the wide receiver 1. 2 times, and he's been outside the top 20 fantasy receivers. I'm looking at his game log now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times, right? Mm. So, like, it's not a perfectly smooth Stephon Diggs sort of season. But there aren't many guys like that. You know, you have to think of Tyler Lockett right now almost the way you would have thought of Will Fuller in years past, right? Where he's fine most weeks. Like, the numbers you can pencil in are like 5 catches, 55 yards, which isn't great, except there's going to be 2 or 3 times a year when he absolutely goes supernova and gives you a couple of touchdowns and 180 yards, something like that. So you have to think of him as like that sort of very high ceiling wide receiver too, who, when he actually goes off, is going to win you a week. But he's not somebody that is like, again, this kind of player becomes really useful in best ball, and they are really, really aggravating in our standard redraft season long leagues.
Andy, I have 1 team in the playoffs. I look at the roster. I'm like, what am I doing in the playoffs? This is duct tape and bubble gum. Well, you have Kiki Cutie and Wayne Gallman. How did I get here? It's a fantasy year unlike any other, I would contend. With that in mind, who would you say would be the fantasy MVP this year?
You know, that's a really interesting question, and we can approach it a lot of different ways. For me, when somebody asked me that question, and like, it's relative to whether somebody's doing something really historic. Like, last year, there's no doubt about it. Lamar Jackson was the fantasy MVP, and if some of that was how much he actually cost you at the draft table, but it wouldn't have mattered. I mean, he could have been the number one overall pick, and a quarterback who scores 30 plus points most weeks is still the fantasy MVP. I honestly think that this year, just in terms of what it cost you, there's a really good case for James Robinson. And I know he's not the top overall running back, and it could very well be that by the end of the season we look back on this and we say, well, Derrick Henry is the guy who carried people to titles, and maybe it ends up being Derrick Henry. Like, that's certainly a possibility. It's just that Derrick Henry was like a top five overall pick. James Robinson has had this season. Like, James Robinson is going to shatter all records for an undrafted rookie running back. If he doesn't already have the scrimmage yards record, he's about to get it, like, in the first quarter of week 15. He's just been phenomenal. He's going to be well over 1,000 yards. He's going to top like 1,500 scrimmage yards. He's been really good in terrible matchups too. So there just hasn't been a week where you're like, oh boy, I got to stay clear of James Robinson. Like, he's got Baltimore this week, and I'm not batting an eye. Like, I think James Robinson is going to be a top six, top eight fantasy running back. And he literally, like, I don't know, if you drafted very late, maybe he went in the 11th or 12th round. In most leagues, he was a week one waiver ad. So he just costs you nothing. He costs you absolutely nothing, and you're getting a spectacular player. You're getting somebody who's going to finish with like 1,200 rushing yards.
Andy, because this is probably the last time we're going to get to talk fantasy football with you for the 2020 season, I know it's way too early, but there are a lot of people listening who aren't in their fantasy football playoffs, and they're already looking forward to 2021. When we look at that draft in 2021, is it going to play out the way this year's first round did, where it didn't even matter? Or do you think you see Christian McCaffrey back on top as the number one overall pick, the prize of your fantasy football draft in 2021?
Yeah, you know, the fun thing about this year is it's probably the most disappointing first round of all time. But no position was spared. Obviously McCaffrey and Barkley going down, just brutal. Those are the first two picks in virtually every draft. Zeke being a near total bust, at number three, even though he hasn't been hurt, like he's averaging less than 4 yards a carry and all that. But the wide receivers, I mean, Michael Thomas was the first receiver off the board off a record setting season. We don't know if Michael Thomas is going to have Drew Brees next year. That makes a huge difference. That makes a huge difference for Alvin Kamara as well. So there's all kinds of question marks at the top. But I guess my point is that the wide receiver position wasn't actually spared. It's not like receivers were super safe outside of Tyreek Hill and Davante Adams. A ton of them busted. A ton of the running backs busted. So I think we're probably going to end back up in the same situation where, like, McCaffrey is still going to be set up as a potential 2,000 scrimmage yard player. Derrick Henry is clearly going to be in the discussion for the number one overall pick, because he's already matched last year's rushing total when he led the league in rushing. Derrick Henry is just a machine, and nothing seems to hurt him. So he's going to be in that conversation as well. And then we'll have to see how Barkley comes back. But it's probably going to be a collection of running backs at the top. I don't think there's a receiver. You might be able to make a case for Davante Adams in the top, certainly in the top six. I don't think you'll be able to make a case for him at number one overall. I think one of the interesting questions is where Travis Kelce is going to go. Yeah. Because the single greatest positional advantage in fantasy this year has really been having Travis Kelce. Like, he's leading the league in receiving yardage right now. He has 1,250 receiving yards. He is performing like a wide receiver one. He may end up beating all the wide receivers in terms of fantasy scoring. He's 120 yards a week. He's been incredible, and there's no other tight end like him. Like, tight end is just such a minefield. It's been a terrible position. Next year, we're going to go into it thinking, okay, maybe Kittle can come close to matching this, but Kelce is just going to look like the most unfair positional advantage that I bet he sneaks into the top five.
Wow. Andy Behrens, Yahoo Fantasy. Andy, it's part of my Sunday ritual to watch. Tell everybody who's not familiar with the show and what else you have working out at Yahoo Fantasy.
Yeah, I really appreciate that you say that. We have Fantasy Football Live kicking off 90 minutes before kickoff of the early games every Sunday. Super informative, really fun show. It's the whole Yahoo cast. There's five of us, and we just go through actives, inactives, any weather situations, any injury situations, and we just take your sit-start questions all morning. It's a good time.
Andy, for Gene and myself, thank you so much for all of your time in 2020. Enjoy the holiday season, and we can't wait to talk to you again in 2021, my friend. Be well.
It's been a total pleasure talking to you guys all year, and good luck to your Bills, and good luck to everyone's fantasy team.
There you go. Andy Behrens, Yahoo Fantasy Sports, our guest in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. What a great year for fantasy sports when you have Andy Behrens joining us every week in the sports bar.
What a complicated year, and like how we touched on, like your whole first round got blown up there.
Yeah, well, let's look ahead to brighter days, 2021. Maybe there's an expanded NFL season. We'll talk about that, and I know you have some takes to share next, and I'll drink to that as well. Gino.
Yeah, you know, it's you do this job, you're reacting to things in real time, and the Foxworth story yesterday that we really dived into, there was one angle that I want to go back to just to make sure we're touching all our bases on here, because what he said upset a lot of Bills fans, and I just want to point this out.
Okay. I'll drink to that is on the way next. Takes on tap. You're always welcome to join us in the sports bar at 585-454-ESPN. That's the ESPN Rochester wingman line. AM 950 and 95.7 FM ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.